in local government, we have a number of legislation that governs the practice. We have the Local Government Act 462. We have the Disassembly Common Fund Act. We have the Local Government Service Act. We have the National Development Planning Commission Systems Act. Now, all these things pinch on one common ground, local governance. So it was felt strongly that we should consolidate all these acts into one single document for ease of reference, so that when you want to refer to any matter, you take the Disassembly Common Fund Act and there's reference done into the Local Government Act. That made it a bit difficult for practitioners. So we have virtually now put all these five acts together into one single document. In practice, the system had been on since 1992, indeed 1988. Going through the period, we identified certain impracticable things there. Some of the provisions were not effective enough. And so we had to do some amendments to meet the realities on the ground. First of all, the Local Government Act itself dealt with creation of districts, appointment of district chief executives. We would have reflected our minds to the concerns of Ghanaians that we should elect district chief executives. But unfortunately, it's a constitutional matter. So until the constitution is amended, we cannot therefore introduce any new thing on that aspect in the act.
That was Mr. Azuma, who is the chairman of the Local Government and Rural Development Committee of Parliament.